Good afternoon, friends. Thank you for giving of your time to join us for another devotional. Just again in Lisburn Town Centre here. It's Saturday morning with us, quite early, so there's not much traffic about. We're just on Railway Street and the little junction that goes down to the Wardsbury Road. And you might remember that, I don't know how long ago it is now, it's right at the very beginning when we started doing these devotionals around Lisburn. We did one about Tom Hare, the praying plumber. And lovely that Mrs. Chapman, that goes to her church, was converted through Tom Hare's witness. He had a plumbing shop just down at the bottom of the Wardsbury Road, and a meeting house there as well, where they had gospel meetings and prayer meetings and so on and so forth. But you'll just notice the sign above my head. I've been looking at some road signs and things and bringing a little gospel message, and the one just above my head points upward, and it's a one-way sign, because this is a one-way street. You can only travel the Wardsbury Road one way. And so it is with Railway Street as well. I'm just noticing now there's another one-way sign just in front of me, 50 yards up the street. One way. Application is very obvious whenever we think of spiritual things. People have the idea that there are all sorts of ways to God and many different ways to heaven. And sometimes the analogy is given that God is like the king of the mountain. And it doesn't matter which side of the mountain you travel up. The Christians might go up one side. The Hindus might go up a different way. The Muslims might go up a different way. The Jews go up a different way. The Orthodox go up a different way. And even now the atheists and the agnostics, as long as everybody's trying their best in life, we'll all get to be with God someday. And that sounds nice. And that sounds plausible. But friends, it's not what the Word of God teaches. The Bible teaches that there's only one way. God in His wisdom has provided one way of salvation. And friends, that keeps it simple. Because then we know that if it's not God's way, and it's not the Bible way, that it's the wrong way. And it avoids confusion. And it so makes it simple for us that God has provided one way of salvation. And it shows us the sufficiency of God's way, because we don't need any other way other than God's way. You might say, and many people say it, well, you talk to them about the Lord, about the gospel, people say, well, I have my own wee way, or I understand what you're saying, but I've got my own way. Supposing you were to go to the airport, go up the check-in desk, and you say to the person behind the desk, I'm flying over to America, New York City. And they say to you, well, can you show me your passport? And you say, well, don't need a passport. I've got my own way. They say, do you have a booking reservation? And you say, no, I don't have a booking reservation either, because I've got my own way. Have you bought a ticket? Can you show me your ticket? Don't have a ticket. I've got my own way. You know what's going to happen? You're not going to be getting on the plane, and you're not going to be going to New York, because you have to do it their way. You need a passport, you need a reservation, you need a ticket. And so it is with heaven. You say, I've got my own way. But Jesus Christ said, I am the way. John 14 and verse number 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Paul said in 1 Timothy 2:5, there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Peter said, Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. John chapter 10, the Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and shall find pasture. He didn't say, I am a door. He said, I am singular, the door, the only door, the only way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. God has provided one way of salvation. He's provided one Saviour. He's provided one way to heaven. And yet the door has been opened wide through the cross work of Jesus Christ our Lord, who shed His blood for the whosoever. Anybody that will come to God on His terms can find forgiveness and life and assurance and salvation, but it has to be God's way. Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Little children's chorus puts it well. One way, God said to get to heaven, Jesus is the only way. Or the old hymn says, I must needs go home by the way of the cross. There's no other way but this. I shall ne'er get sight of the gates of light if the way of the cross I miss. The way of the cross leads home. The way of the cross leads home. 'Tis sweet to know as I onward go that the way of the cross leads home. That's God's one way to get to heaven. I trust that that's the way and the road that you're traveling. Thank you for listening. Think about this. If you're not going God's way, come to Christ even today. Trust Him as your Savior and repent of your sin, and He'll save you and make you right. God bless you. See you next time.